Hi, and welcome to the CWF Game Discussions Podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Reinhardt. Today is Sunday, August 27th, 2006. I want to apologize for those of you who were anticipating this to be a duo cast with Ingron and myself. At the last moment, we had found out that he had some familial obligations and I had some political obligations to take care of. But I was able to throw this together and figured that everyone would prefer that we had this instead of nothing. We will still discuss one of the topics that were originally planned today, and that is the Army Book release dates, or at least the rumored ones, for Games Workshop. So we're going to go ahead and get into our podcast. I want to remind everyone that you can find our show notes and updates and a lot of information, including how to leave feedback for us, at our website. It is wargamingforums.com. I also want to thank our sponsor, Akko Hosting, for helping us exist and make this happen. I want to let you know that they have web hosting plans that start at just $3.55 a month. They are great hosts. We use them ourselves. I can't think of any downtime that we've had, and they're just simply wonderful. So thank you, Akko Hosting, and thank you, Nick, who is the owner of Akko Hosting. In today's podcast, we will be discussing the release dates, the rumored ones, for Games Workshop. They cover their army books from now until 2009. This information was originally found by me on the Warseer forums. I want to give them credit for the information, and we have reproduced the information onto our website on our blog, and you can find the link there in our show notes to the exact list. We took the liberty of separating all the army books by game and then putting them into chronological order. I want to touch on some of them in today's podcast, and the rest you can find information about through our show notes and blog. They have released some information about, you know, what the new books will be. We know that some of them are pretty concrete because either A, they're out, or they will be out within a month or two, or B, this information comes from a very reliable source. They won't say who the reliable source is on Warseer, but the person who posted this on Warseer has very rarely been wrong. So keep in mind, this is unofficial and it is an unconfirmed rumor, but it should be considered a strong rumor. That is, of course, until it comes out. They have a whole slew of army books coming out for fantasy. We've been talking about the 7th edition of Warhammer Fantasy the past couple podcasts. I talked about the Battle for Skull Pass box, and I also talked about some rule changes in the past two podcasts. It's no surprise that this September, they are expecting to have the 7th edition rulebook out. And also in September, or perhaps in October of this year, they will have the Ogres and Goblins rulebook out. They've recently, you know, worked on the Dwarf army and revamped that, and Battle for Skull Pass concentrates on Dwarfs and Greenskins. So they needed to get a new Greenskin book out to accompany the new edition of Warhammer, which is 7th edition. They have a whole line of other armies that will be given new updates. Of course, one of them will be the Empire. That's due out in March 07th, and the summer campaign next year, this coming summer, not this one, because this one's the Fall of Medusa 5, but the coming one will be a fantasy one, and it is expected that it will deal with Nagash. There's going to be some new miniatures for some races, along with a Chaos Dwarf character. It might be a two-handed axe miniature. Then following in October or November of next year is a book that I'm really excited about. There's two books that I'm really excited about in this list. This one is the Vampire Counts book. I've mentioned several times that I play Vampire Counts. I've been working on an Army of Sylvania list and army for quite some time. It is going to be the first army that I have completely gone from beginning, you know, concept to playing by doing everything by myself, from fluff to assembling to painting, conversions, and whatnot. I'm not a good painter. I don't think I am. I have very little skill in that. So usually one of my friends will be kind enough to paint my stuff for me. I assemble, he'll paint, and then we play together. because they know that way they'll at least have an opponent. And it's worked very well, but I wanted to have something, you know, of my own to go ahead and just see how it happens. And this Vampire Counts book, I'm hoping will fix some of the errors in the previous book, and I'm also hoping that it'll balance some of the negative effects that I expect 7th edition to have on Vampire Counts. In one of my previous podcasts, I had mentioned that it seemed as though how magic is changing will greatly cause, it'll greatly impact in a negative way Vampire Counts, because Vampire Counts rely heavily on magic. Usually you have a central vampire of a high level who is your soul magician, and you have necromancers to help out in the raising of your undead. And if you don't, then it's a lot more difficult for you to have the numbers you need to win, because as we all know, skeletons and ghouls and zombies and so forth tend to not be the strongest models, they're not the strongest units, they just don't overall on their own perform well. It is my hope, and I believe Games Workshop will see this, this gap, and feel they have to remedy this, and it's my hope that they will remedy it in the new Vampire Counts book. And then the other book that I am very excited about, it is planned, I'm told, for the third quarter of 2009. It is Chaos Dwarfs. For a long, long time, people have talked about the Chaos Dwarfs. There's some armies you can find on eBay of the Chaos Dwarfs. People love them because they love the big hats. They're the, evil dwarfs, and they had those gigantic hats and the crazy weapons and minotaurs and all sorts of stuff. They're just wonderful. They really are. I never had the pleasure of playing against them or playing them, but I've taken the time, over the years to look them up online and find them, and I'm sure that when they come back, they won't come back with the big hats. I hate to disappoint anyone. I'm disappointed about that, but we just have to be grateful they're coming back. So remember, next time you go to your friendly local gaming store, stop by and say, hey, did you know big hats are going to be back in 2009? They might not have the hats, but the Chaos Dwarfs will be back. And, write a letter to Games Workshop. Say, hey, when are the big hats coming back? Are the Chaos Dwarfs going to have big hats? And then, who knows? If there's enough pressure, maybe they'll put at least one or two models with the big hats. They also have a whole nother line of books coming out for 40K. There's been talk of, the Eldar rewrite, and that should be out now. I believe the book is out, and I believe models are out. According to the list we have, it was November or December of this year, but I know that models are supposed to be out, and the book should be out as well, but I'm not 100% positive on that. One of the big things with the Eldar book is that the Dark Eldar, or Pirate Eldar as they're called, I've been told, will be completely removed from it. That Dark Eldar will no longer be supported in 40K. They're effectively a dead army. Now, even if that is true, in our list that we have, it is rumored that either in the third quarter of 08 that Dark Eldar or Blood Angels will get a new book. So even if they are in fact completely removed from the Eldar book, you don't have to worry about it, because if you're a Dark Eldar player and you love the pirates and you want to have those slaves, just wait until 2008, because you might end up getting an army book for them. And one more thing about the Eldar book, I've talked to some people and they have mentioned that based on previews and little bits of blurbs and sneak peeks that they've seen, it looks like Games Workshop is taking a page out of the Tau book, the new Tau book, when they wrote the Eldar book. It's supposed to be kind of like the Tau Empire book, but for Eldar. So, if you're an Eldar player, and I know there's a lot of you out there, you got great new models out now, there's tons of photos. I'm going to have a link up in our show notes to a thread about the new photos for the models from Tau Online, and you can have